Ongoing protests and sub-zero temperatures affect ministry in Lebanon and the former Soviet Union. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. We'll begin with word from believers on the ground in Beirut. And then later, a group meeting basic physical needs finds a warm reception to gospel opportunities. We'll begin today in the Middle East, where parts of Lebanon are without electricity or water. Nearly unsustainable costs of living persist. The people are tired of government corruption. While the protests in the country remain relatively peaceful, people still don't know what's going to happen next. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy says the unknown is having an effect on her ministry operations.
So we had also a hard time as a ministry here to know what's happening. Are we opening today? Are we not opening? Are we bringing kids? Are we not bringing kids? Will the parents send their kids? For the first few days, they did not want to send their kids with us because they were fearing that some people would be beaten on the street, especially as Syrians.
Blocked roads and closed banks are a reality. Nuna's left questioning how to pay people working with Triumphant Mercy. But what each one of us can do is pray. Pray for governmental corruption to end in Lebanon. Pray for justice and the people of Lebanon to be able to afford daily life. And pray that despite the protests, God will reveal himself.
Thank you for everyone who prays. Really, every prayer is added to this bucket, you know, before the Lord. I just thank everyone who just stands with us in prayer, who sends us a letter of encouragement, or who just says, I'm with you, I'm praying.
Next, church growth occurs through effective evangelism and committed discipleship. That's why Sammy Tippett Ministries is partnering with churches in Brazil to coordinate a large-scale discipleship and outreach event. Sammy Tippett, founder and president of the organization, says,
there's a great revival taking place in these churches that are involved in this movement. So we shared with them about the possibility of teaming together for May 2020 through small group discipleship and training people to share the gospel with their family and friends with a large evangelistic outreach at the close of that.
For this initiative, Sammy Tippett Ministries will offer a month-long series of devotions and discipleship materials for small group studies like those that are popping up on WhatsApp.
The Brazilians already have this. They have WhatsApp groups in these churches, thousands upon thousands of them, small groups that are discipleship-based, and we will be providing them materials in those small groups to use to help them to disciple people, grow in their faith, and then multiply that by sharing their faith with others.
At the end, there'll be a big outreach event in Brazil. So pray that God would use this program to increase discipleship.
Pray that we'll be able to make that happen, that we'll be able to, through the technology, be able to move them from viewing a video to becoming a true disciple of Jesus in a small group context.
And Slavic nations boast some of the coldest places in the world. Oymyakon, Russia sees winter temperatures at minus 58 degrees Fahrenheit. So heat is a matter of life or death. That's why Slavic Gospel Association created Operation Winter Warmth. SGA equips church partners to share the gospel along with warm clothes, fuel, heaters, and food. SGA's Eric Mock says one region they serve is eastern Ukraine, a volatile stage for the Russia-Ukraine conflict.
There are people that remain in that region caught up in the crossfire that are living in homes where even the windows have been blown out, and they have blankets up on the windows trying to stay warm.
Mock visited Ukraine for Operation Winter Warmth last year.
Even in the midst of that, standing in the snow about to provide aid to them, they wanted to hear the gospel first and get the food second. And I remember one man in the crowd turning to me and saying, the government is not providing aid. Their own people are not providing aid, but the local church here, they are providing aid. We want to hear what you have to say because we see that you care about us.
And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of One Way Ministries. This month, Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Dynica Sr., founder of the ministry. Get your copy when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.